Yes, hello everybody. Created so many showing endurance qualities. I would like to welcome you to this final session of the conference on entitled Anarchy and Control. We will hear two papers on various aspects of how education can end the relationship between education and architecture can be thought differently, controversially, conflictually, and with aiming in particular, aiming at moments of liberation, emancipation, and empowerment. The two talks will be by Evan Calder-Williams and Catherine Burke. I would like to introduce the two panelists very shortly. Evan Calder-Williams is a senior faculty member at the Center for Curatorial Studies at Bard College, New York. He's a writer, a theorist, a filmmaker, an artist, a teacher. I mention a few titles of his books to gesture towards the breadth of his interests. Combined and Uneven Apocalypse from 2011, a history of subversive politics. Then there's Shard Cinema, a very interesting, compelling study on the phenomenon of the shards in the shard, the splitter in recent filmmaking, blockbuster filmmaking especially. There are two forthcoming books in the pipeline. Negative Archive is the title of the first one. The other one is titled Manual Override, a Theory of Sabotage. And we will hear, the question of sabotage of will also be to some extent at the center of his paper today. I should also mention that he is a member of 13BC, a collective, filmmakers and artists collective, who recently finished exhibited parts of a larger project called the Fatal Act both in New York and in Dublin, where this show is still ongoing. This is a multilateral, multidisciplinary praxis we are speaking of. The same could be said of Catherine Burke, whom many of you might know for her seminal work on education, educational history, on the history of childhood, the history of architecture and education, and maybe also because she was already participating in the Schools of Tomorrow project in its first itinerary, I think. And so she is, at HKW, she's already a well-known presence. I would just like to mention a few of titles of her numerous book publications, because they also indicate what the range of her interests and research topics. There's Containing the School Child, Children Researching Their Own Spaces and Places. I think this is a very a summary of many of the themes and subjects Catherine is working about. Then The School I'd Like, There are two versions of this book, one from 2003 and a revised or version of 2015. And I think this was also one of the books that made her being invited to the Schools of Tomorrow project, because it's really about asking those who are the users of the school buildings what kind of schools they could imagine in contradistinction or in difference from what they are experiencing on an everyday level. She is also the author of A Life in Education and Architecture, a monographical study on the architect Mary Beaumont Matt, one of the leading architects together with her husband in the educational architecture in the UK in the 1950s through to the 1970s. And then there's Education, Childhood, and Anarchism, talking Colin Ward, a reader, an anthology of essays she co-edited in 2014. And we will hear more about Colin Ward in a moment. But first, I would like to ask Evan to the stage, and please give him a warm welcome. We are very happy to have you here.